Good morning. You know, around a lot of times this time of the year, the first part of the year, everyone has on their minds those New Year's resolutions. Things I'm going to change about myself. Things I'm going to do differently this year. How we doing? You want to say? I got you. I've done that before in the past. I've made several things. You know, I'm going to do better. I'm going to change this. I'm going to change that. And I don't know, maybe the very next day or something like that, I'm back on the old same track. Well, instead of doing the whole thing, say, I'm going to save money this year. Or I'm going to lose some weight this year. I'm going to start working out this year. Why not let's focus on being a better servant, a better member of the church, a better caretaker of God's church. Rather than the church is important. And I'm not just talking about this building. I'm not just talking about, you know, we need to take care of the yards, we need to take care of the building. Yes, it's good to take care of the yards. It's good to take care of the building. That's needful. But I'm talking about the church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the church? The church is the members. The church is made up of people. That's the church. Amen. Amen. A tornado can come and tear this building to shreds. And we might say, well, the church house is gone. But brethren, the church will still be here. Amen. The church will remain. So if this is a new year, and some people like to use that phrase, new year, new me. Well, let's be a better me. Let's be a better member of the church. Let's be a better servant of the Lord. And if we're going to be a better servant of the Lord, if we're going to be a better member of the church, well, we need to get our foundation right. We need to get our life back on track. We need to know where to start. If you will, turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, and I'm just going to start reading at verse 13. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea in Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say that I am? You know, we hear a lot of things about what people think of the Lord Jesus Christ. We hear a lot of things of what people think of God. There's a lot of things I've heard what people think of God I care not to hear again. He says, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But verse 15, he said unto them, and this is very important, but whom say ye that I am? We've heard a lot of examples. You know, some people think he was just a good man. You know, some people think he was a prophet. Some people think, well, you know, Lord Jesus, well, he's good. But let's see what verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter got it right this time, the first time. Now, I don't want to pick on Peter. You know, I'm in the same boat. A lot of times I speak before I have time to think. It gets me in trouble lots. But this time, Brother Peter got it right. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Not just some stone idol over there. No, Son of the living God. The God who is able to help us. Verse 17, Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, is he saying the church is going to be founded on Peter? No. No, that revelation, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the foundation of the church, brother and sister. That's where it all begins. He's the one that came and set it up. This is our foundation. This is who we need in our life. The Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So if we're going to build anything, building our life, our church, or whatever, we need to start with that. Lay hold to this foundation. The rock of the church is the Jesus Christ our Lord. So, new year, new me. Well, now I know who to listen to. I know where to get my guidance from. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And His Word. I have not experienced an audible voice of God speaking to me. But brethren, He speaks to me through His Word. He left His Word for us to read. He left it to us, to the church. Brethren, if we're going to be the church of Christ, if we're going to follow after Him, like I said, we need to know where our foundation is. We need to know who we're going to be following and what Word we're going to be following. What standards there are. What we need to be living like. So let's read in His Word on some of this. Real quick, Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. In the interest of time, just Hebrews 10, 23. Hebrews 10, 23. I strongly recommend to everybody just to read the whole chapter or whatever, but for the interest of time, we're not going to have time to read the whole chapter. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith. Profession of our faith? Oh, I know thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, our foundation that we're starting for. Let's hold fast to that, never wavering. Never letting anybody talk you out of it. Knowing that it is the truth and holding fast to that. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to try to sway you. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to try to pull you away. The devil's the main one. He wants to try to get you to go the other way. Brethren, we need to hold fast the profession of our faith. Our faith needs to be strengthened in Christ Jesus. I love how it says, for He is faithful that promised. As we sang that song, Jesus is faithful. Brethren, haven't you seen that in your life? Haven't you proved Him in time to time? Jesus is faithful. There is none that is more faithful than Him. I could tell you something and I could promise you and I could be as sincere as possible that I'll do something tomorrow. And tomorrow comes and I may have to break that promise. I may not be able to fulfill my obligations because I'm human. I'm only man. I'm only one person. But not so with the Lord. Amen. If the Lord has promised, if the Lord says He's going to do something, it's going to happen. It's just as good as it's already happened. We can see that in the Word of God and the prophecies. The prophets could have spoken something 400,000 years before it even happened. It's just as good as it's already happened. So hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Again, we're talking about new year, new me. Let us consider one another. That's the thing about being the church. The church is made up of people. If you have a group of people and every single one of those persons in there is just a selfish human being, cares nothing for the other, there's no love in that church. There's no love being manifested. So therefore, there's no love of God being manifested in that place. Brothers and sisters, that is a cold place to be. We want the church to be a warm, welcoming place. Someone walks in, not just because the thermostat is on warm. Brother and sister, they want to feel the love. And the only way they're going to feel the love is for you to show the love. So we need to be showing the love. And he says, and let us consider one another. We need to have that fellowship. We need to have that fellowship with one another that we know. We can just see on the face, brother, I see you're, something's not quite right. Can I help you with something? Is there something we need to pray about? We need to be able to come to one another and say, I need help. That's the great thing about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a love church. It's a loving church. We're to consider one another and provoke unto love and do and to good works. We need to be trying to see what we can do, trying to see how we can help. But it needs to be done in love. Like I said, new year, new me. Let's see how we can improve. Now, I'm not trying to beat up anybody. If anybody, I need to improve myself. There's always room for improvement. So let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Brother, forsake not. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Do you think it's important to come to church?
Absolutely.
Yes, it's important to come to church. Why? Because it's a body of people. If no one comes to church, there's no people. It just makes sense. And we need to be here for one another. Like he was saying, let us consider one another. Having that love shown from one to another. We need to be having that love for one another. Again, we need the church. We need each other. The Lord set up the church that way. He didn't set it up just to have something to set up. He set it up for a reason. Because we as people, we need it. Don't you need encouraging sometimes? I do. I need some encouragement at times to times. I get discouraged a lot. There's times I just see the condition of the world and I don't know what kind of world my little girl's going to grow up in. But brethren, when I come to a church, it doesn't necessarily have to be here. When I go off somewhere to visit some other churches, or I'm off somewhere and I see someone and I just automatically identify with that person because I see the same sweet, precious faith, like-minded, knowing that they may not be a member of my church, but they're in the church of Christ. Brother, I'm encouraged. There's still good people out there. So we have to be encouraged. If you're down, come to church. I hope and pray that if you're down and you come, there's somebody there that'll help encouraging you. And if you're encouraged, if you're strong, if you feel great and happy, hey, come anyway. You may be that one that would encourage that other person. So, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. We need to be here. Each and every time we have the opportunity to come, we need to come. We need to be here. Not just so you can check it off the box. Well, I went to church. I'm good for the rest of the week. No, we need to come. So we can be a help to one another. We need to come so we can hear the instructions of the Word of God. So we can be that better disciple. We can be that better servant. Like I was saying, new year, new me. So let's start fresh. Like I said, this is the new year. Let's start fresh. You've heard that expression, I can't change the past. That's right. You can't change the past. The past is the past. What about the future? Well, I don't know what the future is. Well, neither do I. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't have a crystal ball. But I know the Lord's going to be there. He's going to be there. So I'm going to follow Him. These things that we might put our trust in, they may not be there in the future. This money that we have, sometime in the future, it may go away. But my Lord's going to be in the future. My Lord's there. He's there. He's here now. He's in the past. Time has no meaning to Him. So I'm going to follow Him. Like I said, new year, new me. Let's try to be better followers of Christ. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, we heard last weekend, the first verse, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. We need to be doing that. We need to be trying to live our life unto Him, living for Christ. It's like a living sacrifice. Well, sacrifice means there's something has to be taken away, something has to die or whatever. There has to be a sacrifice. Well, sometimes... Most every time, the biggest thing we have to sacrifice is self. I have to deny myself. I have to stop being so lazy. You know, I get up and just go for the coffee pot, get some coffee and go to my job, and not even giving God one thought. Now, what kind of day do you think I'm going to have now? Ugh, it's a terrible one. No, let's start our day early in the morning seeking His face. I love that example you said about the concert. What's the purpose of tuning your instruments after a concert? It makes no sense. Let's tune our minds. Let's get our hearts and minds tuned on Him in the morning. Seek His face early. And a lot of times we have to sacrifice self. I've got to sacrifice some time. Well, I don't have time in the morning to do that. Yes, you do. You've got the same amount of time I do, 24 hours in a day. I don't care what you have going on. There's something that can go out of the way, either some sleep or whatever. I mean, there's something. And like I said, again, I'm talking more to myself than anything. A lot of times I have terrible mornings to wake up. I don't feel like going. I don't feel like doing anything. Sacrifice self. You deny myself and follow Him. In verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, if we're going to be renewing our mind, we need to be renewing our mind each and every day with His Word. There's plenty of this world that's going to be on our mind throughout the day. Let's fill our mind with God. Let's fill our mind with good things. You know, this bottle is full of water. And if I want to have something else in it, I'm going to have to empty water. Well, if our mind is full of God, there's not much world going to get in there. So we need to be starting. And like I said, early part of the day. And it's just like the day was the new year. Well, another thing, new year, new me. Let's start a new tradition. Let's start something new. If you haven't been doing that, let's do it now. And it doesn't have to be January 1st. It could be any time during the year. It could be December 31st. It doesn't matter. Start now. Change now. Just deny self. And be not conformed to this world. We don't want to be like the world. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be set apart. We are the ecclesia, the called out. Brethren, we need to be outside of the world. We need to be walking as differently. There needs to be a difference. And skip on down to verse 9. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Don't let it be fake. Don't be double-minded. If you're going to show love for someone, let it be genuine love. Let it be genuine. Let it be from the heart, a pure heart. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. If you don't know what's good, this is good. Amen. The Word of God is good. So if we're going to abhor evil, I was like, well, I may not understand exactly what's evil. Well, I may not be able to see it. You know, it's kind of like potholes in the road at night. You may run into them. Well, they have these things called headlights on the vehicles. The Word of God can light our path because we can see these potholes. And the more light we have shining, the better we're going to be able to see. The more of God's light we have in our lives, the better we're going to be able to see. The better we're going to be able to navigate this dark world. Again, new year, new me. Let's get more light. Verse 10, be kindly affectionate one to another. Well, this is another thing, one to another. It seems to be a pattern. We need to be love, show love one to another. Be kindly affectionate one another. With brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. 11 says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. See, not slothful in the business. Well, you say, well, I work all the time. Well, that's great. Good. How much are we working in His kingdom? How much are we working on bettering ourselves as a disciple of God?
Amen.
Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. You know, the other time I heard this, fervent was when he was talking about the earth is going to melt with fervent heat. You're going to melt the earth? That's hot. That is hot. So he says, fervent in spirit. So there's going to be some effort. There needs to be put forth a priority on serving. Again, new year, new me. Let's be fervent in spirit each and every time we meet together. Let's sing songs a little better. Let's sing a little happier. You know, I know sometimes life gets you down. But brother, that's why we have the church. That's why we have the good news of the gospel. So we can be encouraged. So we can strengthen ourselves. So we can strengthen ourselves in the Lord. That's where our strength and help come from. I have no strength of my own. It has to come from Him. So, not slothful, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Patient. Ooh, that's one of the things I need to work on very badly. Being more patient. You know, there are some things in my life I'm very patient with, but there are some things I'm not very patient at all. Technology is one of them. When something doesn't work right, I don't have much patience for it at all. But he says, patient in tribulation. Well, my laptop not working the way I want it to, that's not much of a tribulation. But it is a problem at that time, you know. But he says, patient in tribulation. There's people on this planet and there's people in this world that are having to deal with really, really tough times. That's tribulations, hard times. I've got it easy. I'm spoiled. But brother, he says, be patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. That's how we can be patient during tribulation. Being instant in prayer. Always praying. Paul would say, pray without ceasing. And if we start our morning reading His Word, seeking His face early in the morning, we got our mind and we got our heart focused on Him right in the morning, then bring on the day. If you're going to face the day, have the Lord with you. So like if it's the day, it's a new year, bring the Lord with you the entire year. Let's not have a single day where we leave Him behind. New year, new me. But same God. He's always the same. He never changes. And He will always be the same. Paul would go on and he'd say, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, giving to hospitality. Again, it's talking how we're supposed to interact with one another. We're supposed to see what we can do to help one another. That's the church of God. We need to be a better member. We need to be a better servant of God. The more closer we are walking to God, the better servant we can be in His kingdom. The closer we are to God. I love that example about the wheels. And God is the hub in the middle. And you know the spokes going towards it? Well, the closer we get to God, the closer we are to one another.
Amen.
That's how the church needs to act. It needs to be a tight, knit group together. One that there's love showing. And brethren, like, I can't even remember exactly the address. But anyway, letting our light shine is where a city that's set upon a hill cannot be hid. Well, the church, where the love is just overflowing, will be a light into this dark world. And people can see that. It'll be a beacon to them. They'll want to come. They'll want to see. They'll want to see where the light is. Brother, we need to be a better disciple. We need to be a better servant. We need to be more active, more fervent in spirit. So, again, like I was saying, new year, new me. Let's change. Let's do something for the better. If you have resolutions about losing weight or eating right or saving more money, that's great. But let's move the priorities. The church of the living God. Brothers and sisters, this is more important. There needs to be putting a priority. So many times nowadays, priority is, you know, is, well, people say, well, family, work, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, in church. Whoa. Let's get that and church, and let's bring it up to the front. Serving God should not be down the list. Like I said, it needs to start early in the morning. Lord would say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So remember, we need to be serving Him. We need to be a better servant of the Lord. Like I was saying, new year, new me, serving the same God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Appreciate